Business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Robin Lynn Kaplan.
That's the World Trade Center Memorial, 22nd anniversary. It's been 22 years since 9/11. We'll talk more about that as we go along. And the memorials are going to keep going on and on this morning till probably around 10 o'clock our time, which is when they will conclude. Kellyanne Conway was on with Shannon Bream yesterday on Fox News Channel. This was Fox News Sunday. Fox News Sunday. Kellyanne Conway taking a deep dive on our failing schools. They did a whole series of interviews relative to education. This was Shannon Bream with Kellyanne Conway yesterday on Fox.
Which states spend the most money per student for kindergarten through 12th grade? The answer, New York, Washington, D.C., and Vermont spend the most. Idaho, Utah, and Arizona spend the least. And an interesting note, that spending doesn't always correlate to performance. You can see in our first two quizzes, one of the lowest spending states, Utah, had one of the highest math scores for eighth graders. Washington, D.C. is among the highest spenders per student, but was near the bottom of the list for those same math test scores. All right, we want to do a deep dive now on just what American voters think about the state of education and who they think has the best plan to solve the toughest issues facing schools today. Time now for our education pollsters. Fox News contributor Kellyanne Conway and Celinda Lake, president of Lake Research Partners. Great to see both of you.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so we have new polling on this specific issue. We asked not long ago about local public schools. Are they teaching too much, too little in these various subjects? When it came to reading and writing, there was a consensus. A majority of people think that we're doing too little on that front, too little on good citizenship, too little on math, race, or math, science, and tech. But when it came to sexual orientation and gender, the largest group there thought we were spending too much time on that. Kellyanne, anything surprising to you there?
No, and it's because we have this parents' rights renaissance sweeping the nation. And it's not just parents, it's non-parents, it's future parents. People are very concerned about the quality of education in our classrooms. Those numbers don't surprise me, basically because people still look at schools as a place of learning. Mm-hmm. And parents don't want their kids to have their values subverted and subsumed by a different curriculum by day. Now, I think all the metrics that you've discussed with your other guests today and all the metrics we all know are incredibly important to this point also. because I don't understand why there's an entire political party, the Democrats, who are against school choice and charter schools and educational freedom and opportunity scholarships when they're proven to help these kids trapped in failing schools to have a third way, Shannon. And I just can't justify why 60 years after bigots in the South stood in the schoolhouse door refusing to let kids of color in, you have biased, narrow-minded people all across this country preventing kids from exiting the failing schools and accessing a quality, affordable education worthy of their humanity and dignity. So I think this is going to continue to be 50% of the students in Washington, D.C. were virtually absent last year. Across the country, it was 6.5 million students. That's 25% of the public school students. And yet you're showing that we spend so much money here in Washington, D.C., where I live. And that's making people feel better. We spent more money. But it doesn't correlate to the fact that we're shoving all these kids to college, some, and we're not preparing them for college. Some should do what we did in our administration, which is also access for these kids another way so that they have a skill set when they graduate high school. They graduate with a high school diploma, a skill certificate. Let them go to work right away instead of shoving them into college, all of them, and then not preparing them for college.
Kellyanne Conway yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, they did a whole hour on education and how we are failing our young people. You know, one thing I've heard so many times over the course of the last, 10, 15 years that I've been here in Las Vegas, and that is the fact that live music is dead. It used to be you could go any place and hear live music on any given night. The fact is, live entertainment here in Las Vegas is alive and well. Great example coming up this Saturday. We'll tell you about it with an old friend, Robbie Howard. He is co-starring with Tom Stevens in Frank, Dean, and Friends at the Suncoast coming up on Saturday. We'll talk with Robbie in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football suffered their first loss of the season over the weekend. On the upside, they are 2-0 against the spread, having covered the 37.5 points they were getting against the Michigan Wolverines. Final score was 35-7. They'll host Vanderbilt Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. The Commodores open as 4-point favorites. The Raiders are 1-0 on the season after an upset loss of the Broncos in Denver. Final score 17-16. The Silver and Black will stay out on the road for week 2. They'll be in Buffalo on Sunday. The Bills opened as 10-point favorites. And the Las Vegas Aviators wrapped up a 12-game homestand yesterday with a 3-0 loss against the Sacramento Rivercats. They'll be on the road this week for 6 games, starting tomorrow in Round Rock.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Freeway travel this Monday morning has been fairly uneventful, which is a good thing. No accidents being reported on the highway. Still have that overnight accident at Warm Springs and Eastern that has Warm Springs shut down both ways at Eastern for investigation and cleanup. So you definitely must steer clear of Warm Springs and Eastern intersection. We're going to wreck on the west side at Charleston and Durango. Also one in the southwest, hit and run at Decatur and Russell. We do have more cloud cover today. Going to have cooler temperatures, though. We won't hit triple digits. Forecasted high, 97 degrees this afternoon. It's 73 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on 7:35 on this Monday morning, good to have you with us. It's Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. You know, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. And it's that people that lament there just isn't any great entertainment here in Vegas anymore. That live singers, live musicians, there's just no place for them. I find all kinds of different events that are music oriented. And in fact, coming up this weekend, my buddy Robbie Howard, who is co-starring with Tom Stevens in Frank, Dean, and Friends at the Suncoast on Saturday. First of all, Robbie, it has been a while. In fact, back to my days in, with CBS, it is good to reconnect with you. How you been, my friend?
Oh, really good, Kevin. Really good. And Tom and I are sitting over here and waiting for our interview, and we're just really excited to be on your program.
Tell me about this major event that's coming on Saturday that I think is going to be a lot of fun. Frank, Dean, and Friends.
We've been playing quarterly over at the Suncoast, and we've sold out every time. As a matter of fact, there's 50 tickets left. And you know what, Kevin? I have a special surprise for you. I brought some of our cast with us. Of course, there's only two of us, but you know who's here today? Tom, why don't you? Ed McMahon is going to bring on Johnny Carson right now.
Good morning, everybody, and now here's Johnny.
I'm here, Kevin, and I usually don't wake up this early. And I have a couple guests. One of them is Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro, who are shooting a movie actually this week in Vegas. And here's Christopher Walken right now.
Wow, Kev, good morning. It's great to be on your show.
And they're doing a new movie, and I have a paper here I'm reading. It says they're doing a movie called Deer Hunter. You Move On. Bobby.
Excuse me, John, no, it is not Deer Hunter, You Move On. You see, the movie is about, you know, a special message from the president to his son. It's called Deer Hunter, You Moron.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, Kevin, also, we have somebody that you've already met. I saw you took a picture with him. It's on your website, and it's pretty exciting. We got him here. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Donald J. Trump.
I'll be right there, Kevin. I'll be right there. I'm making myself an espresso. Kevin, I just want to say I think your show is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I listen to it every morning while I'm on the treadmill. Absolutely fantastic. What's his name again?
Kevin,
yes, absolutely Kevin.
Oh, guys, that is absolutely amazing. Tell me about the show coming up on Saturday. It's one you've done before, but you've got 60, I think it's something like 60 different impressions and voices in the span of just like, what, 90-plus minutes?
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. It's Tom Stevens. You, Robbie and I have both, you know, been in Vegas for 25, 30 years. We each knew each other for at least 20-something years, and he had his show. He does so many voices in his show, and I have my show, which was Dean and Friends, and he did Frank and Friends. So we just decided to put our shows together. And we could with Frank, Dean, and Friends. And we combined the two shows, and it's just been a hit. We can't believe we've sold out every show we've done together so far.
Oh, and Kevin, by the way, we have Tony Bennett in the show. Tony's in the room right now. Tony, say hello to him.
Hi, Kevin. It's really a pleasure. I just love singing the Great American Songbook, and I'm going to try to do some of the great songs that a lot of the great composers that they wrote for us over the years. And I'm going to be doing one of my biggest hits that night. Like I Left My Heart in San Francisco. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be fantastic.
I love that. What is it about this genre that is so incredibly popular that seems to resonate with folks? Even millennials get turned on by this stuff. Can you talk about, you know, the timelessness of this music?
It's just good, clean entertainment, you know, Kevin. There's nothing. You could bring five generations of families to our show, you know, and they would all be able to have a good time. Great grandkids and their great grandparents. It's just everybody enjoys this music. It's timeless, and the impressions that we do, it just brings back memories that people. You know, we see old couples looking at each other and saying, I remember the Carson show, or I remember that. And it's just nice to see them bring back these memories that they've had.
Let me just ask you about music on the Strip. I've had a lot of people tell me over the years, boy, back in the day, you know, music was everywhere, live music, musicians, singers, that they were all over the place. Is it still there?
It's kind of there. It's here and there, but it's not as prevalent as it used to be. And sometimes you just have to go to private places and find those shows. And you know, that's why we only do quarterly over at Suncoast, and we're doing Aliante as well. And you know, and then we go all over the world with this. And you would think that Vegas would be supposed to be the entertainment capital of the world. However, we're all over the world, and yeah. And that's where we have to go. We go to, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, and so on. And they love it. And Great Britain and so on. And they're a little bit ahead of the curve, I think.
Wow. Well, I know, Robbie, you've done cruise ships. You've done, Branson, Missouri. You've done you've worked around the world. Am I right?
Yes. Right. Barstow.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Live from Las Vegas. I just love that. Guys, if folks want to snarf up those last 50 tickets for Saturday night, how do they do it?
Well, they just have to go to the Suncoast website, right? Is it www.suncoast.com?
Is it? Yeah, the Suncoast Casino, I think it is.
Suncoastcasino.com. Or call, go to Ticketmaster. And I don't have a phone number off the top of my head.
No, I don't either.
You should have been prepared, Kevin.
Or you can.
Or you can go to the, it's even less expensive if you're in that area, just to go to the Suncoast and get them. But the tickets start at 34, I think it's 34.95, some of them. And but again, there's only 50 tickets left, and they will go fast.
Yeah, it's 702-636-7111. Yeah, that's the number.
What time is curtain?
8 p.m.
Yeah.
8 p.m. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. Robbie, I'm looking forward to reconnecting with you. It's been a while. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes.
Hey, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Robbie Howard and Tom Stevens starring in Frank, Dean, and Friends. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
It'll be the 22nd anniversary, believe it or not, of 9/11. We will remind you of that tragic day and get you started the best way possible.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Demopolis Law is donating $100,000 to charity. Your vote decides where the money goes. Visit 100kgiveaway.vegas. $10,000 in cash goes to those who vote. Together we rise, building stronger communities. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And local, good to have you with us. A guy that is being mentioned as a possible Republican nominee for president. He's not running. He's not on any of the debate stages, but he is the governor of Virginia. He is Glenn Youngkin. And he was on Fox News Sunday. They were talking education yesterday on Fox News Sunday, sizing up the school choice advantages in his Commonwealth of Virginia. This was Glenn Youngkin yesterday on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
I was struck by this headline I saw a few days ago. It says this: Democrats and Republicans have been talking about school reform for years while everything has gotten worse. This is written by an English teacher in Dallas. He says Republicans are marginally better than Democrats, but they really haven't articulated a clear vision on this issue. What can your party do better?
Well, let me just begin with the fact that there's nothing more important than ensuring a quality education for our children. The future of Virginia, the future of America, will be built by them, and they need to be prepared to take on the challenges and take advantage of the opportunities that are ahead of them. And when I came in to the role as governor of Virginia, I was elected in November of 2021, I came into a Virginia that had been at the heart of the Parents Matter movement. And what we saw, of course, was, first of all, an effort to systematically lower expectations by the progressive left as standards were lowered. On top of that, parents were pushed out of their children's lives. And on top of that, schools were shut for an unnecessary period of time. Virginia was 44th in the nation in getting kids back into school. And the learning loss as a result has been catastrophic. And so we went to work right away. First, raising expectations. And second, empowering parents and making sure that they're at the head of the table in their children's lives. And finally, the fact that we have to combat this persistent learning loss where Virginia, which used to have the best schools, all of a sudden was ranked bottom of the pack in fourth grade reading and math and learning loss. And so we have launched a high intensity tutoring program in order to help particularly our third through eighth graders regain what they've lost. We've got a whole generation that's at risk, and we need to go to work right now. We have been clear in our policies. We have been systematic in moving forward. And I think we owe it to these children who will, in fact, define our future.
You mentioned this week that the test scores that came in were not great. There's room for improvement in Virginia, as there is in many places. So you talked about this program that you launched. There are critics out there, not surprisingly. The head of the Virginia Education Association, James Fetterman, says this: after 2 years, all he has to show is a string of bungled proposals, administrative scandals, a proposed budget with cuts to K-12 spending in the second year, and stagnating test results. Are the challenges bigger than you anticipated? Is that a fair criticism?
Well, I first of all want to step back and say, as we came in as a new administration, what we inherited was a group of children who had been, in fact, damaged by schools closed and lowered expectations. And of course, what's clear is third through eighth graders had never been taught the foundational elements that were going to underpin the rest of their education. And so the learning loss was not only deep, but it's persistent. And therefore, we've got to put politics down and go to work. And that's why this high-intensity tutoring program is so important. It is 3 to 5 hours a week of tutoring for reading and math in the classroom, either before or during the day or after. The school systems get to decide. It's not going to cost families a penny. It's being funded by the state. And we have this moment where we see almost two-thirds of our third through eighth graders at risk or failing their math standards, and more than half at risk to fail or failing their reading standards. There's no time for political jargon. It's time to go to work. And we've got to get this done now. We have a whole generation that's at risk.
Glenn Youngkin, a guy that I think will eventually be president of the United States. It may not be in this election cycle, although there are people that are pushing him, that are saying that Glenn Youngkin should be either a no-labels candidate or in some way the Republican standard bearer and run on education and become, you know, that he wants to become the education president. He's got the credentials and he's got the street cred. He does. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AMC.